presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Fox World News.
September 12, 8:14 America, New York. Nobel Prize winner Maria Ressa acquitted of tax evasion, faces more legal cases in the Philippines. Maria Ressa, who won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2021 for her efforts to promote freedom of expression, has been acquitted of tax evasion. Ressa must face two remaining legal cases.
BBC News World.
September 12, 8:07 America, New York. Dozens of crocodiles in China escape during floods. Around 75 crocodiles escaped from a breeding farm after Typhoon Haikui caused flooding in Guangdong.
Wall Street Journal World News.
September 12, 8 o'clock America, New York, Canada, in policy shift, weighs capping student visas. The move comes amid increased criticism that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has failed to deal with a housing shortage that is driving up home prices.
Wall Street Journal World News.
September 12, 8 o'clock America, New York. Google's antitrust trial gets underway in Washington. The government says the search giant maintains dominance through illegal deals with phone and browser companies.
Wall Street Journal World News.
September 12, 8 o'clock America, New York. It took three plays for the Jets' Aaron Rodgers experiment to combust. On a night when the Jets showed how much potential they would have with the 39-year-old star, he went down with an Achilles injury that could cost him his season.
Washington Post World.
September 12, 8 o'clock America, New York. UK proposes ban on American 40 bully dogs, prompting fierce debate. The British government wants to ban the XL bully breed after violent attacks, prompting debate over who should be at fault, the pets or their owners.
Time.
September 12, 8 o'clock America, New York. Time debuts ranking of the world's best companies in partnership with Statista. The new annual Time World's Best Companies list with Statista's leading research ranks 750 of the world's top-performing companies.
The Washington Times Stories. Advocacy.
September 12, 7:59 America, New York. Police warn that escapee Danilo Cavalcante is armed. He has avoided searchers for nearly 2 weeks. Authorities warned that an escaped murderer who has evaded capture in southeastern Pennsylvania for nearly 2 weeks was armed and urged residents Tuesday in the area where he was being pursued to lock up, secure vehicles and remain indoors.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines. Sky News.
September 12, 7:56 America, New York. Traumatized bear from Ukraine set for new home in Scotland. A traumatized bear from Ukraine who was one of only a few zoo animals to survive Russian shelling is set for a new home in Scotland.
Time.
September 12, 7:52 America, New York. Google faces biggest antitrust trial in decades. Washington, AP. Google will confront a threat to its dominant search engine beginning Tuesday when federal regulators launch an attempt to dismantle its internet empire in the biggest U.S. antitrust trial in a quarter century.
Washington Post World.
September 12, 7:51 America, New York, in photos, videos, Libya floods bring catastrophe to Derna. Storm Daniel brought torrential rain and extreme flooding to northeastern Libya, devastating cities like Derna as floodwaters burst dams and washed away cars.
PowerPost.
September 12, 7:46 America, New York, a retooled COVID vaccine is on the way. The FDA signed off on it yesterday and today CDC advisors consider who should get it.
The Independent.
September 12, 7:42 America, New York. New Zealand climber, miraculously, survives nearly 2,000 feet fall with only minor injuries. Exceptionally lucky to be alive. Copyright. Agora, SWNS.
Fox World News.
September 12, 7:40 America, New York. Eva Fahidi Pustai, Holocaust survivor who warned of far-right populism in Europe, dies at age 97. Eva Fahidi Pustai, an Auschwitz camp survivor who warned of far-right populism across Europe, died Monday in Budapest at 97 years old.
The Independent.
September 12, 7:36 America, New York. Israeli academics and artists call on Biden and UN to shun Netanyahu during his upcoming U.S. visit. Thousands of Israeli academics and artists have urged U.S. President Joe Biden and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to shun Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during his scheduled visit to the U.S.
Wall Street Journal World News.
September 12, 736 America New York, MTU Aero extends losses from jet engines recall. Shares of MTU Aero fell 4.5%, a day after it said it was expecting a hit of around 1 billion euros this year as Pratt & Whitney parent RTX said it would recall hundreds of jet engines.